This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The first priority is to look after the lives of the people who've been affected by this. That includes, first and foremost, doing anything and everything we possibly can to ensure that anybody whose life is endangered, that we can do anything about saving and protecting, that is our top priority.
That's Greg Abbott, the Attorney General of Texas. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, a very crazy weekend when it comes to deadly storms and tornadoes. At least 12 people dead, a dozen more injured. Storms ripped through Texas and Missouri, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Many of you listening to this show right now from those places, and you know what it's like. There were people that flipped open their cell phones as the tornado was coming toward them, and it wasn't just about the tornadoes that left death and destruction. There were floods. Floods. It was awful. Really, basically, what you saw was cars that looked as though someone had just tossed them out like matchbox cars. There was a dealership about an hour from where I live that was completely destroyed. Luckily, nobody was at the dealership at the time. Floods swept cars that were still intact off the road, down trees, power lines. You know what this is like. We've talked about tornadoes and storms like these for many, many years here on ATN. But, you know, it always seems to catch us off guard. It always seems to catch us that way, especially tornadoes. While the Weather Service has gotten better with the warnings, you cannot exactly predict when one is going to bubble up. And that's exactly what happens each and every time. So as a result, there is a severe weather warning in effect all the way through Monday. And then we're looking at six states like North Carolina to New York, where we're talking about high winds, isolated tornadoes, winds in my neighborhood up to 40 miles an hour. It was absolutely crazy. And just 2 weeks ago, heavy hail, as I mentioned here on the show, in my own family, destroying one car, dimpling it up. Not as bad as it could be, but once the hail hits, it has to be redone. That's all there is to it. But I know other people were hit much worse. Canton is the name of the place that really was struck. Four people were killed. 49 went to hospitals. The Canton mayor, Luann Evert, said one person is still unaccounted for. First responders, this is the beauty of this, from across the state immediately went door-to-door on Sunday to look for survivors in about 5,000 homes that were right there in the tornado's paths, because it was hard to tell who survived and who didn't. Canton High School is a triage center. That's what they turned it into. So they've got to close that on Monday. And schools in and around that area, all affected by the tornado. As I said, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, so let me correct that, the Governor Greg Abbott, former Attorney General, visited Canton on Sunday to survey the damage, and he, you know, commended the first responders because they really did jump into it immediately and got to people as fast as they could. You know, you had roads that were blocked. Traffic was messed up. These cars look like matchbox toys, as I described. And then you got to move them all. And there's a thing that happens in Canton, Texas, that people come to from all over the place, all over the country, frankly, but definitely from neighboring states. It's called First Monday Trade Days. It's one of the largest outdoor collectibles markets in the entire United States. So you have crowds and crowds of people that had to take shelter in bathrooms or anywhere they could. And people described it as they said it was crazy. It looked like a can opener opening anything in its way, as I heard one person say, and I thought that's a good description because that's what happens. The damage was really horrible. In Arkansas, the governor there, Asa Hutchinson, declared also a state of emergency because the flooding hit there. 4 people dead in those storms. 1 poor woman dies when a tree, boom, falls on the mobile home that she's in. Another young woman was found after her car washed up in a creek. Terrible, terrible, terrible. The Missouri governor, I think, said it best, if we're talking about these kind of circumstances, stay home, stay safe. Just stay safe. Don't even go out. If you've got these roads that are demolished and flooding is affecting it, don't bother, because you don't want to end up in a situation where you are another water rescue if you're lucky. And that's what it looked like there. When you're talking about 150 roads, woof, that's a lot. And seeing those tornadoes, the incredible view of the tornado, it looked like the movie Twister, if you remember that from the 90s. Only it was no movie. It was very, very real, my friends. Coming up on ATN, the week that was in Washington and what's coming up. The White House Correspondents' Dinner with no president for the first time in 30-plus years. What was that like? Were there any big highlights from the dinner? We'll talk about it. Plus, the NFL draft wraps up. Starts on Thursday, done on Saturday. What were some of the big moves that happened in the draft? It's always interesting to me to talk about the NFL draft because there's a lot of excitement. And, of course, if you're the parent or the kid coming out of college with this incredible shot at a pro team, it's pretty exciting. But there's no way to know if the right move was made. When you think Tom Brady was drafted in the 6th round, he turns 40 in August. He's won 5 Super Bowls. He dropped to the 6th round. He was not expected to be the Tom Brady that we've seen in his career. And as much as I like to speculate, and I can speculate all day long, speculating over these athletes is so interesting to me because we don't know. Somebody who could have dropped all the way down in the draft or was undrafted could end up being one of the best NFL players, who knows, of all time. Who knows? The government is not going to shut down. Whew. That's another big story. Did you think it really would, though? Don't we talk about this every single year? Sunday was D-Day. Congressional negotiators said, guess what? We have an agreement to fund the government through the end of September. $15 billion in extra money for defense programs. It's half of the $30 billion that the president asked for in his emergency request to Congress. What else is stuffed inside? What's in store? That's coming up around the bend with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Negotiation to stop the government from saying, okay, nobody's going to work. I told you about the $15 billion that's dumped into defense. It's only half of what the president asked for. But there is $1.5 billion in extra money for border security. That's not the $1.4 billion that Trump wanted to start construction of the wall. It does include $2 billion in extra funding for the National Institutes of Health. Democrats were pushing for that. That's what the Senate Appropriations Committee said. On Friday, there was a stopgap funding bill that kicked the government open for another week. So that made this work until midnight on May 5th to try to get a compromise going to keep the government rolling. They worked through the weekend to reach this deal. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was the dude that released dude. He was the dude. I don't know if he's been called that. Amy Schumer, his cousin, has called him that. He was the guy, the senator, that released a statement that said that the deal basically reflects the democratic principles. Okay. And just that the taxpayers aren't going to be used to fund an ineffective border wall. Ooh. but it excludes poison pill riders, he promises, and includes investments in programs that the middle class relies on, like medical research, education, infrastructure. You know what? How about if we get health care right? I don't care, Democrat, Republican. Can we not get this screwball-y deal correct? I get it. It's complicated. Why? Because our legislators made it complicated. I say this all the time. In the end, you and I are stuck with this. I'm serious. I can't tell you how many times I get double billed, how much confusion there is over my health care. Who knew that when I first started working and they talked about the bennies and I didn't pay attention because I was always so healthy, that it really was a big deal 20 years ago compared to what we got now? It's crazy. But that's a discussion for another day, because we have taken hundreds and hundreds of hours up on this show to talk about something that affects all of us called the Affordable Care Act, right? Or Obamacare. Nothing happened there. The threat to stop paying federal subsidies to insurance companies offering the low-cost coverage to low-income Americans, there was a threat there that stopped. So that was a stumbling block. Who knows where all of this all ends up? The Democrats say they're pleased. They go back to the PP riders, the poison pill riders, saying, we ditched 160 of them. We ditched them. The bill includes $1 billion in permanent health benefits for retired coal miners and their families, and also additional bucks to fight opioid addiction, which is outrageous in this country. So that's all been thrown in there. And, you know, those Pell Grants, because there's been a lot of discussion about student loans, student access to the Pell Grants for college tuition, I guess, is still in there, and there's still federal highway money and wildfire prevention, and pretty much that's where it sits. Doesn't it seem like we're always talking about this? I'm going to say it again, because we are always talking about this, right? I mean, always. Always, always, always. Again, can't we get it right? I understand. Complicated. Nobody's the same. One size doesn't fit all. I'm the first person to say that. But when you have year and decade after decade to deal with this, is it just stubborn attitudes? Is it just lunacy? What is it? Is it a combination of that and more? And that's what I think it is. I think it's a combination. I hate hearing these stories as we kind of swing in a couple of different directions about a 25-year-old, a platoon leader with the Army's 82nd Airborne Division. He was killed Saturday by a IED outside Mosul. Weston Lee, his name was, died from the wounds, of course, when that was detonated. Just a simple patrol. And look what happened. They're investigating more of the particulars on it. But some family torn apart by this. A leader. He was awarded the Bronze Star Medal, Purple Heart, Meritorious Service Medal. It's the second U.S. military fatality since the start of the operation against ISIS about 6 months ago. Remember, there was the Navy chief petty officer who died of wounds in a roadside bomb attack north of Mosul. I mean, there are now more U.S. troops in Iraq than at any other time since the 2011 withdrawal. So there's an intensity going on that perhaps people don't realize. Because it is a war, folks, but it's one that doesn't get talked about very much. And it should. It should get talked about. Because we have people there day in and day out, teetering on the edge of, who knows, losing their life by hitting something in the dirt, something that's been buried to kill them. I'll be happy when we're not having to talk about that again. And I don't know that we'll ever get there. But we certainly thank his family for his service and the massive sacrifice now that that family goes through since they lose him. Terrible. In the meantime, I mentioned that this was, you know, it was kind of an interesting couple of days. I mentioned the weather. The weather was certainly huge. The government didn't shut down. That's part of the buzz in the backyard, yours and mine. Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. And in the meantime, something else that was going on that was part of, I think, the conversation, at least it was in my world, people were talking about it, and that is the fact that we have some interesting, let's say, just some really interesting conversations about this White House correspondence dinner. Samantha Bee was chosen as the host, and they called it the not the White House correspondence dinner, and it's kind of coined as a comedy special that coincided with the White House annual dinner that the president skipped in favor of going to a rally in Pennsylvania to celebrate his first 100 days in office. She got pretty high marks. And, you know, after all, the whole thing is about journalists, so that it was tongue-in-cheek, and, you know, not, there actually wasn't too much, there wasn't too much poking fun at Trump. It was more poking fun at the media, more about other things connected to the Trump administration, a little bit about Sean Spicer, maybe something like that. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was happening. Trump was out rallying the base on the 100th day, and he really slammed the news media at this rally in Pennsylvania, saying it's time for us to remember that we are all one people with one great American destiny. And that whether we are black, brown, white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. We all share the same glorious freedoms of our magnificent country. And he said a large group of Hollywood actors and Washington media are consoling each other in a hotel ballroom in our nation's capital right now. They are gathered for the White House Correspondents' Dinner without the president, and I could not be possibly more thrilled to be more than 100 miles away from Washington swamp, spending my evening with all of you and with a much larger crowd and much better people. And he got a lot of cheers for that one. Coming up, more odds and ends, and then we hit the mailbag. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I'm very excited. You know, I'm just trying to take whatever I brought to Oklahoma, the excitement on being a great teammate, and bring it here to the Bengals.
That would be Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, who is now with the Cincinnati Bengals. Part of the draft, he played, you know, in school, he was an incredibly talented kid, but off the field, there was a huge problem with Joe Mixon. And what was the problem? The problem is that he punched a woman in the face, Amelia Molitor, but they settled her civil suit. They spoke face-to-face. The assault that changed their lives, they talked about that. The course of the draft for him, much different. The Cincinnati Bengals, are now in this territory where the settlement helped them kind of make a decision on whether to pick him or not in the second round of this year's draft. And that's what the coach said, Marvin Lewis. But if you see and hear of this story, whoa, it is pretty chilling. And it's going to be attached to him forever. And he realizes it's going to be attached to him forever. And he said he's going to do whatever he can to move forward and just have the best career possible that he can have. But certainly, this is something that's being discussed. The ABC affiliate in Cincinnati wrote an editorial Friday night imploring Bengals fans to boycott the team and to use the money they might have spent on a playoff game ticket to donate to a charity aimed at preventing violence against women. So this complicated pick is a question mark for them for sure, and for Bengals owner Mike Brown and Marvin Lewis, the coach of the Bengals. And so Mixon, the pick is in. He gets picked. And he says he's not going to try to prove anybody wrong. He's just going to try to be himself, and that's it. And that's really all he can do. But the pick of Mixon wasn't the biggest story in the draft. I think in the draft, because everybody tries to grade, as some of you are listening to me and you're mild football fans or you're serious, rabid football fans, what do you care about? You care about your team, and will any of the people that they picked up, any of the players, will they eventually, or maybe right away, be difference makers for your club? The Cleveland Browns had all the picks in the world, but they're one of the worst teams out there. So they took the best player they could take with the number one pick in Myles Garrett. They also picked up quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, which I think was smart. And then they decided not to take Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson, but picked up another quarterback, Deshaun Kizer from Notre Dame, who was available at 52. So how about that? So they give one pick away, and they pick up some more picks. They also pick Jabril Peppers, 25th, which is a great move. It's a team trying to dig their way out of all the problems that they had. The New England Patriots. Can things get better for the New England Patriots? They have four selections, but you look at the draft, and they already picked up a player who could already have an impact on their offense, Brandon Cooks. They only dropped a few slots from the bottom of the second round into the third to pick up Coney Ealy, who nearly won Super Bowl 50 MVP honors for Carolina and could be an impact pass rusher if he gets, you know, if he takes that ability and they see him in the regular season. The magic Midas touch. So, so true. But again, I could go through this entire draft with you. It's almost like, in a different way, politics and sports are so similar in some ways, but different. That when you're looking at politicians, where do they stand on this issue? How does it look? What are they saying? And then you know, you used to be pull the lever, but you tick off the mark electronically, and you hope that what you're hearing is exactly what you're going to get. And you look at the stats of these players, and you hope that what you see when you're one of these NFL teams pays off for you in the end. But there's really no true way to know that. It is part of that speculation that I talked about. It's a one day, maybe, who knows? Or like the Dallas Cowboys, you get lucky. You get a player like Dak Prescott. You draft a player like Ezekiel Elliott, and it's pure magic. And let's see what their sophomore season is like. I said this was one of those kind of catch-alls. I like these kind of segments because the buzz is about a lot of different things. And I think when you tune into America Tonight, instead of hearing the same old wah, 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 which you can get everywhere else, why not fill in some of the blanks? Okay, some of the blanks are this, because I got a couple of emails, and we're going to go to the mailbag in our next segment, by the way. But I got a couple of emails about Shania Twain, who obviously still has a lot of fans out there, because I don't get emails about musicians, like these kind of musicians, very much. About music we play, yes, but not just all of a sudden about Shania Twain. You know, it's been 15 years. 15 years. And she's back at it now all of a sudden. And I guess she's got a huge song that's called Life's About to Get Good. And she said she wrote the song specifically about the good and bad in life and how important it is to have both, that we have to take the good with the bad, no pain, no gain. And it's expected to be a hit coming up as part of this new album in September. And it's her first time she's released an album since 2002. So she must have fans because nobody, like I said, asked me those kinds of questions. So there you go. She was performing and people are interested in seeing Shania Twain again. And she's back at the Stagecoach. She was back at the Stagecoach. And the word was that she was light and spontaneous and handed the microphone off to some front row fans when she was doing one of her songs, and apparently she kind of won the crowd over. That's not necessarily a surprise if you remember her from before, but she definitely raised some eyebrows in a good way for the Stagecoach Festival that is a decade old by making an appearance there. So good for Shania Twain if she's decided to come back, because if she had those fans there, those fans remember and they're hanging back in with her. So how about that? Fox has been in the news a lot lately. Bill O'Reilly dumped, doing a podcast now. Roger Ailes, who really put the network on the map, done. And now a business story that I happened to catch over the weekend talks about Fox. Yes, 21st Century Fox, in talks with Blackstone, which is a private equity firm, to launch a bid for Tribune Media. So they want to beat out Sinclair. What does it mean if they add more stations to their portfolio? Well, there's more stations that Fox can be dumped on, more Fox stations then, meaning that Sinclair has 173 stations and the Tennis Channel and some other interesting products. The Tribune has 42 stations. WGN reaches about 43% of the nation, so that's good coverage. So kind of interesting. They're in the mix. They're in the mix for this, to possibly acquire, and more stations is what it would amount to. That's a big deal if they end up doing that. If they, you know, if they beat out Sinclair especially, which is the largest U.S. broadcaster. So that would mean, I mean, more leverage is what it would mean, more coverage, because that's what you look at then. And you look at the, you know, you look at the coverage, I think, more than anything else. And then finally, in this segment, you know, it's all about content and your content and finding out more about you. That's why when you start to shop around, notice how when you go to sites, then everything that you're just shopping for comes up and they have juicy offers because they're stalking you. It's your data. So now they've got this thing, it's been around for a while, called Unroll Me. So that you can unroll what you subscribe to. It declutters your inbox. All the subscriptions you've accumulated, one click and you can unsubscribe. I think it's a good deal. It's about checking up on apps, too, and the whole tracking thing. Some like it, some don't like it. I like the idea that you don't have to get so many of those subscriptions suddenly dumped into your inbox. So you try to wade through all the email. We're doing that next here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thanks to all of you. The mail is here. And on America Tonight, we love to hear from you. Just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and boom, you are in. Just like Chris. Chris says, wow, Kate, how about Trump taking a big stab at the media? It's not unusual. I thought it was clever that he went to Pennsylvania, and I thought good for him that he didn't feel like being part of the White House correspondence dinner. I don't think he liked being jabbed by Obama a few years ago. And the president doesn't have to go to that, even though they usually do, because actually they get a chance to take a swipe at everybody in the room. I'm just surprised that he cares about the media so much. I think if he was smart, he would just ignore it. If you were president, would you pay attention to the media that much? No. Now, in private, I might be swearing up a storm, furious at XYZ reporter, don't like the way I'm being represented or misconstrued or whatever. I guarantee every single president, every single person who's in public life can talk about a connection to not liking the way they were portrayed or whatever. But I think when you're pres, who cares? That's what I say. Who cares? I don't care what someone's saying. I'm just not paying attention to that. Unless it's something so egregious and so you know, hurt some member of the family, especially, then I would care. But, you know, he came up in the TV world. So he was all about business and image and TV, reality TV. It's hard to shake loose from that, to change the way your mind thinks. I think a politician, a pure politician, where that's what you grew up doing, in other words, and we don't have a lot of them, but you're just completely hatched that way, you are zigging and zagging in every single direction. You know it right from the start. But when you don't come up from the typical political roots, it is different. And it has to take a chunk out of you, I'm sure. And I think that's what it is. That wasn't the past. That wasn't his entire life. What happened? If someone messes you over in business, boom, talk to the hand. Legal recourse or some other method, but business reputation and how business is done is a little different. But we certainly don't want a media that's muzzled, because I say you have a choice and you don't listen. You can, right now, if you don't like this show, boom, you can turn. I'm sure there's people who do. I hope there's more people that turn into the show than the other way around. And I see ratings and I see affiliates. So luckily, thanks to all of you, our great listeners, that is the situation. But with anybody you hear, any rant, anybody who gets on their soapbox, you don't agree, maybe it's just for the day, you switch it off. Boy, that's what I love. I have freedom of choice, whatever. If I want to read a trashy magazine, if I want to read something that's intelligent, if I want to not read anything, if I want to do X, Y, Z, that's the greatness and the power of the United States of America. Nobody is feeding us our information. Yes, you're getting fed different versions of stories, depending on the political slant, let's face it, but that's it. All right, let's go to this. This one is from Murph. He says, Kate, it looks like there were some pretty funny moments at the correspondence dinner. I saw little clips of Samantha Bee. I wasn't really familiar with her, to be honest. But some of the clever things that were done around her I liked. And she seemed pretty competent and played along with what was the offering there, that it wasn't the typical correspondence dinner. So I think it probably worked. And isn't it about journalism for them anyway? It is. It's about celebrating journalists. So, yes, absolutely. How about this one from Ellen, who says, who was Mr. Irrelevant, Kate, this time in the draft? I don't know that many women would call you and or email you and ask you that question. Would you explain to everybody what Mr. Irrelevant is? Yeah, of course, it's the last person you're, as you're saying, the last person selected in the draft. And you know who the last person was selected? So apropos, a quarterback, Chad Kelly. The Broncos picked Chad Kelly with the final pick of the NFL draft in Philly. So that means he becomes Mr. Irrelevant. And guess what? His uncle is Jim Kelly. And his uncle Jim Kelly was taken in the first round in 1983, the year by the Bills, the year that the Broncos GM John Elway was the number one pick. Oh, you gotta love that. And good for him that he got picked, because there were other players who did not get picked. They didn't get picked. And there were a couple of people that were upset about it, because they listen to what's being said, and when the prognostications come out of all these analysts, oh, so-and-so is going to be probably around the 50th pick, and then they don't get picked, then they're not too happy about that. How about this one from Greg, who says, Kate, I thought about you over the weekend and those tornadoes. I know that you live in the South, and your show comes out of Texas. It looked pretty bad from what I could see. The devastation was really, really nasty. Yeah, to say the least. I mean, I'll tell you, it's some of the craziest footage I've ever seen of tornadoes. It really crazy stuff. And sad. Sad that, you know, this wave of storms, not just through the South, but through the Midwest, and you had what you usually have, roofs that were ripped in half. You had disastrous car dealership accident where the cars were turned over like matchbox cars. That's the best way I can describe it. And this is, unfortunately, what happens with tornadoes, high winds, straight line winds, all of that. It is sad. There was a story about a seven-year-old who died at a hospital. He was electrocuted while trying to unplug a charger from a golf cart. Ugh. Awful. And you just feel for those families, these multiple tornadoes, the heavy rains, Mississippi. Awful. A tree fell on someone's house. Boom. You know, I think when you see that, when you hear about these deaths, I mean, honestly, if I'm being honest, what I think is, man, if someone's swept away in the flood, if somebody's hit immediately, zapped when a tree falls on their house, I just hope for their sake that it's not painful. I mean, I just think it's terrible. In New Orleans, the PGA Tour's Zurich Classic Golf Tournament was suspended at 10 a.m. on Sunday because of dangerous weather. Players were actually removed from the course. But in the afternoon, they were back out there. Because you can't take that risk with lightning and possible flooding and, you know, whatever else could happen. When you're out on a golf course, you are just exposed. I know I've told this story before, but I had a good friend at Ohio University. Her brother and father were killed. They were both good golfers, and the brother wanted to be a pro. Who knows what would have happened in his life, but they were playing and they were on a green and the lightning struck right on top of both of them and killed them instantly. So anytime on this campus where we were driving around, she was staying put. She wasn't going anywhere near rain or especially anything that looked like it was going to be some kind of a storm, some kind of a lightning storm because of what had happened to her family. Let's do another one here. This one is from Tony. Delaney, I heard you talking about the flying cars, and I was laughing out loud. Now there's a couple of different versions of these flying cars, and you're right. First of all, who's going to afford them? And second of all, how do you possibly regulate flying cars? And how are they going to automatically hover up over the rest of the traffic? Yeah, nothing but questions. And it looks more like a plane to me. So you would have to be able to fly. I get it when you're in an open field or you're creating this really cool invention. I mean, that makes sense. But to say realistically that we could all be owning a flying car that looks like a boat or a huge drone or I don't know what, I think it's very cool. I think it's very, very unrealistic. Thanks to you, and the tall guy in the back for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.